All right, I think we're live. Welcome to Alpha Bazaar Radio. We are really excited to meet you all and about to start talking about a problem that we're super passionate about and the solution that we're hoping to bring to market and get all of you to follow along on our journey. So the problem that we're solving, social feeds today are flooded with the self-proclaimed social trading gurus. Who cherry-pick screenshots from their Fidelity accounts, Robinhood accounts, etc., and essentially say, buy this stock, sell this stock, short Tesla, whatever it might be, with zero performance history. They're just putting it out there, and people, unfortunately, are following them. We're trying to cut through all the bullshit and cut through the noise by building a performance-first marketplace with verified trading signal history so that you can follow along people who actually have strong performance records as opposed to just hype. This is Alpha Bazaar Radio, real builders, real receipts, and no buzzwords. Let's do a quick round of intros. So I'm one of the founders, Mike Trainin, out of Austin, Texas. All three of us are based here. My background is I grew up in Boston, went to West Point for undergrad. Had a degree in math where I focused a little bit on applied math in the finance space, building quantitative trading strategies. After that, went on to spend 5 years in the army. Did a brief stint in private equity after the military before diving into entrepreneurship for the first time, working on a health tech startup. That didn't pan out, but I took all those lessons learned into business school at Wharton. From there, went on to consulting, a 2 year career at Boston Consulting Group, where I focused again a little bit on healthcare, as well as doing some finance. And then finally, earlier this year, at the end of April, decided to leave BCG and give entrepreneurship another shot, solve a problem I'm passionate about. And that's how Alpha Bazaar was born. And super pumped to introduce my co-founders, Colin and John. Colin, I'll pass to you for a quick intro.
Cool. Colin Bozarth also been in Austin for over 20 years, was a UT undergrad for electrical engineering and went back for my MBA. In between there, spent some time at a high growth startup called Everlywell, which does direct consumer lab testing here in Austin, and also spent the past 6 years in consulting. Decided to get out and kind of find my way in the entrepreneurship space as well. And Mike and I reconnected and been super happy to be a part of this. And so what I'm doing is mostly on the go-to-market side, developing the community, ensuring that our creators have good success, and making sure that we have like the momentum and operations in place to support the Alpha Bazaar that we think that we're going to build. John, go ahead.
Yep. Hi, I'm John Murphy. Also went to UT undergrad, did aerospace engineering. And then ended up going back just like Colin for my MBA at UT. Colin and I have known each other for a long time, and funnily enough, I was telling him about something I was building, and he was like, "Dude, you got to meet Mike. Mike is building something." And so I'm getting ahead of myself here. I was a software engineer for a long time. Then I went into product management. So sort of more like technical background. So anyways, I've been building something on the side, and I showed Colin, and he was like, "That's cool, but you should meet Mike and see what he's building." And so he sent an intro email, and I was like, I think I know this name." And sure enough, I had recognized it from a friend of mine from college, Riley, Mike's now wife. I was like, "I've seen you on Instagram for like years and years. Like, I feel like I know you. We've never met." He does not know who I am. This is a ridiculous. So I reply like, "Hey, I think I know your wife." Anyways. So that was a fun intro. And so yeah, that's me. I'm here to sort of help us make sure that the app is what we want it to be, that it solves the problem that we want to solve, and that everything works.
That's awesome. Mike, why don't you take us through? So this wasn't the first thing that you did, right? You were actually working on a financial strategy, and then you realize that there may be an opportunity for this. And can you kind of take us through what the problem was and kind of how you came up with Alpha Bazaar?
So this was a little bit of a circuitous journey for me. So going back to my math degree at West Point, senior year working on my senior thesis, I got a $36,000 career starter loan at, super low interest. That's one of the benefits provided to cadets at West Point. And I was like, hey, like I have all this money, I'm loaded now. Let's make more money. And I knew my dad, ran a proprietary trading firm, was doing quant strategies, algo trading. And I was like, I think I can figure this out. I had a little bit of a computer science background as well. And so started working in RStudio on Python to create a trading strategy. Worked on that with an advisor and consulting my dad for a good chunk of that senior year. And built a pretty robust strategy. It was a mean reversion strategy that ended up unfortunately not making too much money in a 15, 20 year back test. Fast forward to the decision to get back into the entrepreneurship seat after leaving BCG, with the tailwinds of AI and LLMs kind of powering a lot of things, I realized that the iteration on quant strategies, like the one that I'd worked on in college, was so much faster. In college, I spent 6 months writing like 600, 700 lines of code, debugging everything, going through a lot of iteration to just try to get one back test run well. I was able to run through tens of thousands of lines of code, run so many back tests, try so many different ideas for quant strategies with the use of AI. So I started building a pretty robust, or sophisticated machine learning trading strategy. Kind of had that built out to the point where I was like, I want to start paper trading this, before launching live with it. Went ahead and signed up for a few paper trading platforms, realized they weren't that great, and then wanted to create some UI to basically make it easier for myself and any partners to see what the quant strategy was spitting out as far as like trading signals for that day. I started building the UI and I was like, hold up, this is doable, and then there's a lot more here. First of all, I was able to create a lot of strategies with the use of AI. There's other people doing brilliant stuff all over social media, phenomenal analysis across fundamentals, technicals, broader macro concepts, risk, sentiment, et cetera, all over social media. There's a lot of people doing phenomenal analysis. Maybe there's more people like me who want to kind of create these quant type strategies. So at first, I was like, let's create a platform for quant strategies. Let's create a platform that has, robust back testing built into it, all of that stuff. And very quickly, I realized that there's a much bigger problem to solve. And so let's name the villain. The villain, or at least what I think is broken in today's signal ecosystem. For me, there's this massive mismatch between hype and history. If you can't see a creator's full record, what you're really trading is vibes, not actual historical evidence. And there are so many tools to actually capture historical evidence. So that's ultimately the platform that we're building. A verified, immutable trading history, performance history record where people can make decisions looking at that.
We got you
Oh,
back.
Colin. Oh, did we lose me for a
We lost
minute?
you there. We lost you there for a second, but you're back.
Okay. Sorry. It's these AirPods.
All good.
All right. Well, hopefully you caught the rest of that. But basically the bottom line is performance trading history matters a lot. The people who should be getting recognized, who should be listened to on social media, who are making bets or performance-based assertions should have a history to back that up. That's our fundamental belief. That's the bedrock of this company, and ultimately the marketplace that we're creating.
Agree. That's I feel like there's a lot of hype out there, and a lot of people who aren't necessarily good at hype, that have good trading strategies, and we want to basically create the place that they can get traction and followers and people subscribing to them through their performance, not just the hype. John, what about this, like, so this marketplace that we're building, it's verified, immutable history, kind of like how does it work in terms of like How's it work in terms of economics, the subscribers, the creators, the publishers? Kind of walk us through.
Yeah, absolutely. And just put a bow on, yeah, like we want the cream to rise to the top naturally. We don't like if you're good at this and you're on the platform, it's going to be obvious that you're good at this. And if you're sort of, you know, there's no there there, but you're pretty good at posting, then you may not rise to the top. So anyways, but yeah, back to Colin's question. Basically, you post your signals. So a signal is basically I'm going to go long or short any US equity. For now, we're keeping it US equity. I obviously in the future, like we see big opportunities for doing this in other places. Like we can do this. We can go to crypto. We can go to sports betting. We can take the idea as far as we want to, and really we want to take it everywhere eventually. But so basically, you post what we're calling a signal, and probably you've heard of this if you're here listening to us. And that's either long, short, your time period. You can put some bands on it, like hey, here's my stop loss. Here's where I want to take profit. And then you put in an allocation. Basically, what percent of your portfolio do you want to dedicate to this? And that's sort of just like, hey, how, maybe you have strong conviction in like two things, and you're just going to go 50-50, and these are the two trades we're putting on. Or you're like, eh, we're trading a lot of things. So it basically allows you to do that. What it is not, just to be clear, is not going to take, like, we're not integrating with like your brokerage and pulling actual trades. This is meant to be more of a social platform where we can track what you're thinking, but we're not necessarily getting into the whole FINRA SEC thing. However, that's not to mean that this isn't useful, because it's exactly the same as if you had gone to Twitter and you had tweeted, hey, I just bought Tesla at three, at whatever, and then tomorrow it plummets and you delete that tweet. In this case, you cannot delete that tweet. So once you've posted that signal, you're stuck with it. That's your signal. You can close it. You can say, hey, it's plummeting and I want to close it, and then now that's part of your performance history forever, right? You're stuck with it. You go create a new account, I guess, and say, hey, I didn't do so good on this one. Let's make a new account. Sure, fine. But if that was your idea, you're kind of stuck with it. And that's the whole idea. That now when Colin comes to look at me and say, is John know what he's talking about? I can't delete that tweet. That tweet is with me. And it's okay. I mean, it doesn't mean like you're gonna get everything right. One of the few metrics we have, one of them is like average win percentage. So basically, how many of your trades did you win on? We're calculating average return and just pure return. So there's gonna be a few ways to break it down to look at it and to sort of say like, like how well are they doing? How do I want to look at this? So yeah, and we can, we'll have to do a demo. For now, we're just gonna kind of talk about it a little bit. But yeah, did that sort of get into it?
Yeah, for sure. Let me give a little bit of context, and would love for you guys to chime in on this, but like who we think this is for. And so obviously it's a marketplace, right? So you have the publishers who are going to be publishing the signals, and they're kind of creating the content. And then the people who subscribe are retail traders who want to have access to these signals. And so let's start with the creators on the publisher side. So we want them to be, I mean, anyone who currently posts stock tips or picks on Twitter and stuff like that, they're an obvious first person to come and use the platform. The one thing that we want them to bring their group of people, and since this is a platform that kind of has a lot more trust than something like Twitter or Patreon, where you can kind of delete the old things. The people who are performing well, we will continue to perform well on this platform. And so we want those people to come and like be on the best platform that they possibly can. In addition to that, we also want people who don't have followings right now, like people who are in college and playing the Wall Street game or doing paper trading in the investment club in their college. And let's come on here, build a track history of saying like these are the picks that I had, this is how they performed over time, and it's doing well or it's doing poorly. And so you can have like a legitimate history of this is how I've been doing. And then if you're performing well, maybe people start subscribing to you and you make a little bit of money, which would be great. So there's like the people who currently have followings, the people who have no followings at all, and the people who are just kind of like interested in stock trading and want to have kind of like a Wall Street stock market game that they can play with, and then maybe people start listening to you. And so that's kind of who I'm thinking on the creator side, and I can switch to the subscriber side. But Mike, John, did I leave any
yeah,
other?
Yeah, no, I think you summarized it really well. I would just ask, or I would just add that for the creator side, right? If you have a process, if you have a track record that at a minimum you know is pretty good, but you have felt for the longest time that you're just not going to be able to stand out on social media, because that's more of a marketing game, has nothing to do with your financial or predictive power. It's pure marketing. If that's you, this is your platform. This is your chance to make some money, to stand out, because I guarantee you there are plenty of people who have a lot more followers who have no performance to back it up. They're just phenomenal marketers. So we're trying to have the people who actually know what they're doing, have strong predictive skills, and processes behind those skills, you're going to stand out, and this platform's for you.
As far as the other side of the marketplace, the thought is that, I mean, basically, no one has access to hedge funds. Like, retail traders are kind of doing this in the dark. And a lot of people are just gambling with their money on people that they have no idea if they're telling the truth or if they have any sort of track history. And so this is it makes it more of a known quantity that you're investing your money with. It potentially gives you access to hedge fund like strategies that you wouldn't have access to unless you're an accredited investor, unless you have or like a hedge fund or a like pension for a university system or something like that. Giving people access to investment opportunities or strategies that they wouldn't have had otherwise. And also, I'd say that the other thing is, like, people, it gives you the potential to look at different alternative ways to invest too. And you can have a creator who has like a long-term investment profile with low risk. You want a high Sharpe ratio, you want a low Sharpe ratio. And so it gives you a bunch of different opportunities to deploy your capital in the way that you want to deploy it, in the way that you're comfortable with, in the way that you kind of have a belief that the person who is feeding you these has a long-term history. You kind of know the background of why they make trades, why they make things. And so you can make sure that you're aligned with them and also that they're aligned with you. Anything else on that I missed, y'all?
I think you hit it earlier, but it's, look, if right now you feel like you're gambling with the stock market, if you feel like, you know, you're seeing Jim Cramer post something, you're like, I'm going to inverse Cramer, and that's my strategy because I really don't know where to get the right signals, you'll be able to see it here. You'll be able to see Jim Cramer's actual history. You'll be able to see other traders' actual history and make the decision, hey, this person recommended this. That makes sense to me. It also aligns maybe with some research I've done on the side, whatever. Now I'm going to invest. And like John mentioned earlier, this is a bring your own brokerage platform, right? So this is just signals. This is really content creation for the publishers. And then for the subscribers, this is the opportunity to get and see content with a little bit of track record and history behind it that is immutable and cannot be changed.
And so it's a great vision. We all love it. I guess the next question is, like, where are we? So this is obviously the first kind of discussion we've had that is going to be made public. We've been working on this kind of in the back of house. And so for John and Mike, like, where are we in terms of the platform? Are we like ready to go? And I'll kind of talk about what our like marketing plan is to try and get people actually to use it, because you need both sides of the market. But I'd love to hear like where we are, like kind of from the technical standpoint, from the website, what we've got built.
Yeah, I can give a 5-second overview. Yeah. we're really close. We have a wait list ready to go. We have most of a website behind that. If you are interested in being an early adopter, we'd love it. Reach out, sign up for the wait list. And you want to, you know, help us make sure that this thing is what we need it to be. We love that. The app, we're really close. We're getting it, trying to get it through the app store. So we're, I think, like weeks out from having a product that we're going to get in y'all's hands. So really excited about it. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, I mean, that captures it perfectly. We're at the finish line as far as product. This is something we'll continue refining with your feedback. And we want early adoption. We want you guys using our platform. It's built for y'all. So use it, check it out, give us feedback. We can you know, adapt and make it a better platform for y'all. But really, we want a platform for the community. And so we want to build it with the community. We want y'all's feedback. That's so important for us. That's why we're doing this, right? We're doing it for the people, because we're also the people, and we saw this pain point and we're like, this is enough is enough, time to fix it.
Yeah. There's one quick clarification. So the wait list is for the customer side. So we have basically the website's ready to go. We want to get people start posting and build a track history from the creator and publisher side. And so we actually have like a beta ready to go in terms of the publishers can get on, they can start inputting their signals, they can build a track history so that when the waitlist does, when we actually do go live with the customers, we're ready to go. And there's a bunch of kind of vetted signals that have a track history that people can start investing in. And one other thing that I don't think we've talked about yet is kind of how this is good for the publishers and how it's also good for the subscribers. So Mike, why don't you talk a little bit about like how the publishers are going to be compensated, what it means for the platform, and kind of like how we're going to keep this thing running.
Yeah, absolutely. So for publishers, it's really simple. You're going to keep 80% of revenues. And frankly, the cut that the platform's taking is for all of this backend work and really just to support the platform existing, right? We have obviously incurred some costs to build this, to continue running it and making it a smooth experience for users. There are some associated costs. So to run all of that, we do like have to take a cut, but we're trying to give as much of this revenue that you're earning, because it's your strategies, right back to you. With that, we have a beautiful integration with Stripe. So you'll get money straight to your bank account within a few days of a new subscriber subscribing to you. You'll have recurring revenue. That way you'll have a beautiful dashboard in Stripe that will allow you to view kind of your expected revenue, how that's changed over time, all of the metrics that you could possibly want as far as your actual cash management and revenue management. And then lastly, you know, at the end of the year, for your taxes, all of those forms will be generated. We have all of that done for you in the back end. So you're fully compliant. No need to worry that we're doing something sketchy or that you're not doing it legally. Like, you are going to be okay. We have built all of that to make this super easy for you as a publisher.
Yeah. And publishers name their own price too. So it's like, you can charge $5 a month, you can charge $100 a month if you think you're worth that. It's up to you to kind of pick where on the price scale you want to be. And we just want to kind of be the connection between you and your subscribers. And it doesn't matter if your subscriber is a pension fund or a person who's just putting like $50 in. They're all kind of the same. And we kind of want to bring the opportunity to everybody. And so let me think if there's, I don't know if there's too much else to do, or maybe long-term vision. I think John already mentioned it, but we're starting with just US equities and kind of have hopes that eventually this could be something that expands to cryptos, commodity, maybe even sports and any sort of predictive markets where it makes sense for the consumers or the people who are subscribing to have a track history so that they're just not just throwing their money at, I mean, like me, like I'm not, I'm not fit to be a prediction person for equities or for sports betting, but I could, if I built enough hype, I could probably get a following and get people to give me money. So I think that having a process that has a track history, shows performance, and weeds out people like me who don't know what they're talking about and don't have any sort of analytics or research to support it. That's kind of the point of it. And so we think that we can start with US equities, expand to other sorts of prediction markets as it makes sense, and build it as we go. And so as far as like the last closing and call to action, Mike, you want to take us home?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're a curious trader, if you want to cut through the hype and get some real answers, join our waitlist at alphabazaar.ai. If you're a serious creator and you're interested in applying to become a founding publisher, there's going to be a button on our landing page for you to apply to be a founding publisher. Also, feel free to follow us on socials, DM us. We're AlphaBazaar AI, AlphaBazaar across a variety of socials. Also, feel free to hit me up, Mike at AlphaBazaar.ai. It's a lot for y'all, but please, if this is something that you have felt as a pain point, we want to hear from you. We want you following our journey. We want you building with us. And again, if you want to create on this platform and make some money, become a founding publisher, please.
Awesome. Thanks, y'all.
Yes. Thanks, awesome. Everyone. Build with us.